unionist can't walk away.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music. And tonight it's brought to you just by myself, Nige, in the studio as usual. And I've got for you tonight, an interesting bag of things. I've got quite a lot of new stuff. That, in fact, was a track off the latest Combi Christ album, which got released about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago at most, I think, called Making Monsters, and that track is Follow the Trail of Blood. I've only just got my hands on that basically today, so I haven't had a good listen through it. That was the first track I thought I'd play on the show, but I'll let you know what I think of that album once I get a good couple of listens under my belt. Not sure how it's fitting with the rest of the Combi Christ stuff. It's certainly, that track, honestly, certainly sounds much like you'd expect. What else have I got? I've got loads, like I said, I've got new stuff. I've got some promo tracks from the Faderhead's up-and-coming album, Black Friday. That's coming out next month. So I've got a track to play off that. I've got the latest Grinderman album. I've just got, a little pile of new stuff. So we'll play a bunch of new stuff. I've also got an interview that I'm going to air, which was with Memmaker at Infest this year. So we'll get a bit of Memmaker on the air. But for the time being, I'm just going to continue with some tunes. Here's some Cindy Kazira.
We'll be right back.
That was the absolutely awesome Cyanotic with Fashion Victim from their latest album, Medication Generation. Before that, we had Cindy Kazero with Metaphor from the Screaming Into the Void 2 compilation, which is a Crunchpod sampler. And I found that I've actually got a few more new things ready to play you throughout the show, but I'll leave them for a little bit and play you the interview. This is another combined interview that I did at Infest with the Miss Genie Show, and this is Memmaker.
This is Nigel from Dark Assimilation Radio and Jane from the Miss Genie Show. We're backstage at Infest 2010 with Memmaker and Jamie from ESA. Hey,
there in the corner. Good up for ESA.
It's just after you've come off stage, basically. So, Jane, have you got questions?
Yeah, the question we quite often ask everyone is, are there any artists in particular who influence the music that you make?
I could answer this.
No, it's not ESA.
Oh, you're such a liar. It's not what you're talking about.
Wow, I listen to a retarded amount of different stuff. Like, it's not even funny.
No, that's good. That's healthy.
I don't listen much to the EBM bands or like the scene in general. I do hear it quite a lot because obviously, you know, I'm here. But I don't really. I used to be a lot more into it, but I don't know. It's just there's so many stuff. I'm a huge grunge fan. What the am I doing with electronic music?
Everywhere. No, that's the most common answer. But most bands say.
Which one's going? Nirvana, Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains.
Oh!
You know. But I think that no matter what genre of music I listen to, when it comes to a more, how can I say this, that dance music type thing, whether it be drum and bass or techno or EBM or whatever, I think that's I really tune into the energy, and that's what really inspires me. And I like to hear how other people build up the tension in their tracks and their breaks and their drops, and that's where I really, you know, that's what really hooks me up. That's why I hate house music too. Because, you know, if I've been listening to the same thing for 3 hours.
When you were playing just now, there was a massive chant at the start for people shouting, turn it up, turn it up. Is that something you've ever heard before?
Yes. actually, it happened quite a lot. You know, I think the first time we got that was the first year of Kinetic, when the first night, Nitzareb completely destroyed the sound system because they were so loud, and the venue was in a residential area, like literally surrounded by apartments, and they had so many complaints that they had to keep the volume super low, so we could hear people talking when we were on stage, and then people were like, turn it up, turn it up! And yeah, but
I think it's been very quiet on the fest this year. So far, all of them have been quite low.
Yesterday as well.
So it's a safe regulation or...
I don't know.
I have to say I've not needed earplugs so far this weekend.
No.
Even on stage, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised by that. But no matter, I think it was a great audience. It was really awesome.
Yeah, they reacted very well.
Yeah. Couldn't see very much because I had lights in my face, but at one point I saw people dancing all the way in the back, and I was like, oh, this is good.
The crowd really did love it, didn't they? Yeah.
I that's what I thought. I couldn't see as well because I was in the photo pit.
Photo pit,
so I couldn't look back, but the impression I got, there was a hell of a lot of energy behind us.
Yeah. For 5 p.m.? Yeah. Like, seriously. I thought there were going to be 15 people.
No.
Infest has got quite a reputation for partying all through the day, and even if you're on it, like the tea time slot, a lot of artists have turned around and said, it's brilliant.
I remember that, the tea time slot.
Tea time slot. Drink time.
Tea and crumpets time.
Yeah. What tea? No, quite a few artists have played around 5 p.m. and come back going, how many people were out and dancing like mad? So.
Yeah, that's. It seems to be our thing, playing at 5 p.m. Played at 5 p.m. at Kinetic as well, but I didn't mind as much because we played in Montreal festivals every single year almost since it started. So I was like, well, you know, I wasn't expecting to play at all. So it was like, okay, 5 p.m. that'll work. I wasn't cool. complaining because, you know, I was just worried a bit that people might get sick of seeing us every year. But then a third of the crowd was wearing Memmaker shirts. I just, what the going on? It was really weird. But anyways.
Another question. An album that you bought in the last month that you love. Doesn't have to be, you know, scene related. Anything that you've just bought.
Something. I have so many things. I loved the new Deftones album. I thought it was brilliant. I already liked the Deftones a lot, but the new album was quite. I was quite impressed by, and it was on heavy rotation. The newest End User EP, brilliant, I thought. And what's the new Scott's new project from Converter? What's it called again?
Lonus.
Really?
Yeah, like Loch Ness, but low.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome as well.
I still know it though.
That's really good. It's not Converter, it's more like IDM glitch.
Oh, really?
With some guitar textures. It's really, really awesome. It's unlike anything I've ever heard. I was really pleased by that.
Next! The whole ethos and about Memmaker seems to be quite geekly inspired. You've got references to sci-fi, and I think in the liner notes of Robot Uprising, you thanked, was it Fritz Lang?
Yes, Fritz Lang only.
Why is this? Is this part of Memmaker? Is this part of what Memmaker is?
Of course it is. You know, we're huge nerds, and I don't know. I just thought that. I never really thought about it to start with. I just started working with that project because the whole point in the beginning was that I was really not happy with what I was hearing with the EBM at the time. I was like, well, I'm going to make an EBM album that I want to hear when I go to clubs and dance my ass off. And I really didn't want to go the way of using the samples that everybody does and, like, you know, the whole, like, Marshall industrial thing with, like, military aspects, or I don't know. I kind of, you know, some people did it a lot better than I did, and I really didn't have any interest in it. So I figured that I would use these because it just felt natural. And it actually started as a joke with my roommates with the Get Your Ass to Mars, because we used to say that to each other all the time. And then at one point I thought, like, I'm going to do a song about it. And that's what happened.
Is the nerdy thing as well where the band name came from, with the old DOS memory command?
It was part of it, yes, but that was actually one friend of mine that came up with it, that just said, like, somebody should make a band and call it Memmaker, because that would be awesome. And I said, like, you're right. And his name is Wayne, or also known as Bunny Hero. awesome guy, seriously. He just came up with that, and was on the IRC channel for the Antal radio station. But yeah, it kind of stuck.
Am I right in thinking so far that you've only released Robot Uprising and the remix of Robot Uprising?
The
so more.
Yeah, the How to Enlist in a Robot Uprising.
Yeah.
So have you ran out of copies of the original one, and Hive doesn't really exist anymore, unfortunately. But we needed to make a re-release because people kept asking for the album, but there was none. And we wanted to make a remix album that didn't work out as well as we thought to. The remix album originally was supposed to come out about a year after the first album, but that didn't happen for many reasons. But we just re-released the album, yeah. And now I'm working on the new album, which also is going to be a double album, including a remix CD and also something new, collaborations. We have Jamie from ESA collaborating on a track. Seeing how it works.
And it's cool. What beats it. We're going to make Audio Love.
Audio Love.
Not like last night.
Yes.
It'll be that kind of love.
Yes.
I mean,
not the kind of love where I'm screaming like a girl. Right?
No, the kind of love that's downloadable.
Okay.
Mind bleach.
It can't be unheard.
Robots. What's your favourite robot?
Sex robot.
Okay.
Have you seen the TV show The Whitest Kids You Know? You,
no.
Just watch it on YouTube. Sex robot, the whitest kids you know.
Okay.
That's awesome. Sex robot, coming to your town. He's made of sex. Sex robot.
My just point, this is Canadian humor. Don't feel like it needs
it's,
a laugh.
It's the best
don't,
American...
Don't be polite. It's not that funny.
It's the best American sketch comedy show to come out in like 20 years. It's... awesome. It's completely insane.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks to you.
We'll be right back.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Memmaker with Robot Buzz, the absolutely storming track from How to Enlist from a Robot Uprising. And before that, I played you the interview that myself and Jane from the Mystery Show had with them at Infest about 4 weeks ago now, which was a lot of fun. Right. I think it's time for the news. The few things that are worth mentioning are that Trent Reznor is writing the score for the Facebook movie. There's a Facebook movie coming out, if you haven't spotted trailers and things. It's called The Social Network. I have no idea if it's going to be any good or not. My alarm bells are ringing saying this movie might suck a lot because, I don't know, it's a movie about Facebook. It just feels kind of geeky and wrong. But something that's made me sit up and look is the fact that Trent Reznor's on board to write the score for the movie. Now, this, usually, he makes great tunes, so it's well worth checking out, especially because there's a 5-track sampler available from his record company. So if you go to Nullco, NULLCO.com, that's Trent's record label, and there's a free 5-track download available of 5 tracks from the score of the upcoming Facebook movie. So if you want to hear what he's working on at the moment, that's one way to check it out. What else? Angel Spit's new CD that comes out in next month, October the 10th, I believe, is called Lava Pupa Tank Coffin. I think I mentioned this last week or last 2 weeks ago. But I didn't mention it can be previewed on Last FM. So if you go to Last FM, search for Angel Spit, find that section. There's a bit where you can actually play through a preview of Lava Pupa Tank Coffin. So, great. New Angel Spit stuff, and you can actually hear it already. And the third thing that I think is well worth a mention is Bit Riot have signed a band called Be My Enemy, and they're going to release their debut release on the 26th of October. Now, Be My Enemy is a solo project of Cubanate's Phil Barry, and the album is called This Is New Wave, or This Is The New Wave, and as I said, due on October the 26th, and lots of stuff coming out in October. However, it's well worth knowing that if you want to hear what Be My Enemy sound like, there is a free single by Be My Enemy downloadable from vampirefreaks.com. So if you go into vampirefreaks.com, search for Be My Enemy, you'll find it, you can download it for free. And here is one of the tracks off it. This is, I'm going to have to remind myself what this is called. It's called I Set to Kill. We'll be right back. That was keeping in tune with the new theme of this show. That was the Birthday Massacre with In the Dark from their latest album, Pins and Needles, that's only just been released. I believe it came out last Friday, and I've only had it a couple of days myself, so I've not had a proper listen to it. But it's sounding kind of all right for them. I'll let you know more what I think about that album once I get my hands on it, or once I have a good few listens to it. Some of these albums really need to grow on you, but that's the opening track. That's called In the Dark. Before that, we played Be My Enemy with Eyes Set to Kill from a free downloadable single from Vampire Freaks called Shot by Both Sides. So again, brand new stuff from Be My Enemy, a new band out of the ashes of Cubanate. Right, and sticking with the new theme, you may be wondering if I'm going to play something by Hertz, because I, for the last couple of shows, been playing their singles, raving about how I was so looking forward to the album coming out. I did get my hands on the album, and it's quite disappointing. It's very, in my mind, in my opinion, it's very wishy-washy in between the two really incredibly strong singles. Everything is really stunningly strong on those two singles, and the rest of the album just washes over me. I may come to regret saying that, I don't know, but in my mind, that's how I feel about that album at the moment. I will let you know if I change my mind if I have a few more listens and somehow think it's a work of genius, but at the moment it just feels a bit wishy-washy apart from those two singles. We know the guys from Hertz can do incredibly good electronic pop. Hopefully they'll do more of it. But now it's time to run through the gigs, clubs and stuff going on bit of the show, which this coming Saturday we have... Carpe Noctem here in Bradford at the Zoo Bar with a couple of bands. It's got The Pink Hearse and The Last Cry. Doors at 8:30, DJs until 3 a.m, and it costs £3 on the door. More information can be found at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. This coming Monday, Grinderman is playing Leeds University Student Union. Doors are 7:30 p.m. The tickets cost about £25 plus what seems to be the ridiculous amount of booking fees you get for various ticket online sellers now. Tickets can be found from Googling the usual online sellers for that, possibly direct from the Student Union. I have no idea on that one. What else have we got on this? The following Saturday, yes, I've got a big list of things here for the following Saturday. There's lots to choose from. There is The Flock at the Library in Leeds. This is the Friday Flock restarted again on a Saturday, so just called Flock. This time there's no bands before this club night, so it's just 10 p.m. till 2 a.m, £4 on the door before midnight, and more information at fridayflock.net, presumably on sheepish.net as well, sheepish.com, because... Well, it's no longer on a Friday. What else we've got? Black Veil is also on Saturday the 2nd of October. That's held at the George Cellar Bar in Leeds. That runs from 8 p.m. till late, £2.50 on the door, and more information can be found at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. There is also a gig in Leeds at the Nation of Shopkeepers. There is a band called O Children. Now, that costs £4 on the door, and I know very little about that, apart from you can find out more information at www.nationofshopkeepers.com. And even though more than a couple of weeks away, on Sunday the 17th of October, the Birthday Massacre are touring, and they're playing the Corporation in Sheffield. That's £11 in advance for tickets, doors at 7 p.m. More information at corporation.org.uk. And it's always worth mentioning the weekly nights, every Thursday at the Zoo Bar. There's Bad Moon Rising, which runs from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. and is free entry. And every Sunday, there's the restarted Black Sheep at the Upstairs Room in Santiago's in Leeds. Again, free entry and runs from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. However, this coming Sunday, Sunday the 26th, will be a special night. It'll be the LLU, Goth Sock and Sheepish combining to do a showcase with two live bands. They have The Last Cry and Bashay. That's free entry to see Ballot Live bands, and more information can be found at sheepish.net/Sundays. So yes, after this Sunday it should be back to its weekly non-majorly band event thing. I'm sure that makes sense to someone. Right, I'm going to continue with, what have I got set up? I believe I've got some Grinderman set up. That's certainly what I hope I've got set up. So bear with me and let's see if some new Grinderman plays.
Station I give to you, a job, a princess of Hindu birth, a woman of flesh, a child of the earth I give to you. Well, the hangons of Babylon, Miles Davis, the black unicorn I give to you. The palaces of Montezuma, the gardens of Akbar's tomb I give to you. The spider goddess and needle boy, the slave dwarfs they employ, I give to you. A custard colored super dream of Ellie McGraw and Steve McQueen, I give to you. Come on, baby, let's get out of the cold. Give me your precious love for me to hold. The epic of Gilgamesh, a cream black A-line dress, I give to you. The spinal cord of JFK wrapped in Marilyn Monroe's negligee, I give to you. I want nothing in return, just the softest little breathless word I ask of you. A word contained in a grain of sand that can barely walk, can't even stand, I ask for you. Come on, baby, let's get out of the cold. Precious love for me to hold. Come on, baby, come out of the cold. Oh, yeah.
You heard there Berlin Black with Burn It Down from their album Burn It Down, and before that we had Grinder Man with Palaces of Montezuma from the recently released Grinder Man 2 album, of which, to me, I don't know, I've only, again, given that a couple of listens, not really made a proper firm opinion on it, but it's grown on me really quickly. I'm expecting that one to actually be a very favourite album of mine. Right, I've basically run out of time. This show's flown by because, I don't know, really enjoyed it tonight, really just loved playing all this new stuff. I'll be back in a fortnight's time with more of the same, or more different stuff, in fact, and I will leave you tonight with yet another new track. This is a promo from the Fade Ahead's upcoming album, Black Friday, due out next month, and this is called I'll try again, shall I? Destroy, Improve, Rebuild. See you next week. See you in a fortnight.
Shut up! Just-